And good morning, party people. It is your host, Matt Morgan. You're listening to another episode of Car Musings. How are things going? What's new and exciting? Are you having a good day? Is the question of the day. How's the day going? Everything good? Awesome. Good to hear it. Anyways, I'm out and about, and I'm fucking driving and doing some errands, and I'm thinking, you know what, I think it's time for a chat, have a little chit-chat, see how everybody's doing. And you're listening to Car Musings, and how's your integrity today? That's the question of the day. You know, I'm looking around where I'm located, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on with my city? I was born and raised in this city, and I don't like what I'm seeing. Oh, this is called advancement and progression and blah, 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 blah. I don't see all these buildings going up as progression. I see it as introducing elements that the world does not need. I'm seeing it as just rich getting richer. It's not helping the homeless population. It is basically making somebody else richer. Because this is not affordable housing. This is not housing that is supposed to help the masses. This is housing that is helping the well-to-dos already, that already have money, be able to charge rent and make more money with ridiculous rents moving forward. But they call it progression. I don't call it progression. I call it just another money grab. Just another way to make money, just another way for somebody else to get rich. It's unfortunate. Now, these buildings were going up, and they were actually housing low-income people. They were actually housing people that need a home, that need a roof over their head. Or they were affordable housing for the everyday working person. That would be one thing. But unfortunately, no, they're not. So all I'm seeing is a skyline being completely blocked by these concrete blocks. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Right? It's unfortunate. I don't call that progression, my friends. I don't call filling spaces progression. I don't call throwing bodies into a population progression, especially if they're bad seeds. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't see introducing something that should be beneficial to help people have a sense of quality and a sense of pride and a sense of dignity as progression if it's just done for the wrong reasons, right? If it's done for the wrong reasons, is it progression? No, it's greed. It's not helping for the betterment of betterment. It is basically just helping to make somebody else richer. And when is enough is enough? When is enough money enough money? I mean, that's the other question I have to ask. When is enough enough? When does somebody have enough money? There's people that have more money than they can spend in a lifetime. And they don't give it. They give it if it's on a parade and they basically can advertise to make themselves look like decent human beings. But unfortunately, that's far and few between. You know, it's not like a general rule. It's kind of like, you know, oh, well, let's get the news reporters here and everything else and let everybody know that I donated $100 to a cause. You know what? If you're rich, you got money, you got more money than you need to do with, and you could make some good in somebody's life and make some life easier that's seriously struggling. Not the freeloaders, not the scammers, not all that. I'm talking about generally somebody that has been trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and not being able to make ends meet. Help them out. And if you're one of the fortunate, blessed people that does have the availability to be able to help out other people with donations of money and do it quietly under the radar, my hat's off to you. Because you're genuinely doing stuff for the good. For the good, not for your good, not for your credibility, nothing like that. You're just doing it because it's the right thing to do. And that's, I applaud you on that one. But I'm watching my city, my wonderful city of Ottawa, be completely bastardized, completely torn apart. by such bad elements and bad actors. It's just disappointing. Like, No Tomorrow is disappointing. Where do you run to? This is your salvation, your home city, your hometown. It's your salvation. You know the streets, you know the atmosphere, you know the people, but all of a sudden you wake up one morning and it's not the way it was. Whereas you used to have 1 in every 100 was a psychopath, now you have friggin' 10 in every 100 is a psychopath. You don't know what's going to happen one day or another. You could expect it when you were growing up because you knew how the city operated. You knew the vibe. You knew how everybody did things. You know how everybody thought. There was a general consensus. That was just the way it was. Now there's a complete ludicrousy of completely unstable people that are uncivilized, and they will stab you just because you look at them the wrong way. Like, what kind of fucking reality is this? What kind of world is this? It's like we went off track during COVID. All the psychos got let out of their cages and decided to go friggin' bonkers. Like, you know, it's very, very frustrating. COVID was an opportunity that was missed, and everybody came out of it angry and pissed off and uncivilized. Like, these are the people that should stay home. And now they're out in the public. Like, there's a large amount of people that should not leave the house because they don't do any good for society. They do not do any good. They lie, they steal, they cheat, they hurt, they do a whole bunch of improper stuff, which makes them, frankly, no better than freaking fertilizer, in my opinion. And they should be treated as fertilizer, in my opinion. But yet, they're out in the open, and they're causing chaos, and they're causing crazy. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. There's no reason for it. COVID was an opportunity to help the environment. COVID was an opportunity for a lot of things. But, you know, the powers that be want to keep an eye on their minions. So, you know, they want to keep an eye on everything that everybody's doing. They didn't want to take a chance with it. So, you know. Everybody back to the office. So we keep an eye on you. We want to make sure that we're working you like dogs to make sure you get your minimum wage, you know? Incredible. Incredible. I don't know. It is a rainy day today in Ottawa. It looks nice. There's fewer people, which is nice. I kind of like the fact that the streets are what I'm normally used to, you know, back in the day. Not the bumper-to-bumper freaking Toronto freaking traffic that shouldn't be in this city. That usually is the usual bumper-to-bumper craziness in this city, which shouldn't be that way. So it's actually calm streets. The streets that should be calm are calm, which I like. And it feels like home again. It does. Unfortunately, as soon as the world gets back to normal and it's not freezing rain, the chaos is going to begin again. The bad actors, the bad elements are going to be out, and it's just going to be a shit show again. It sucks. It sucks. You know? There's hidden entities that basically are controlling our very way of life, which is not right. It should not be the way it is. Especially since these are the entities that we actually took in and actually gave assistance to, and we actually helped give them better opportunities, which they completely exploited to serve their own means. You know? But we're in a world where we don't want to offend. We're in a world where we don't want to exclude. We're in a world that everybody must be freaking positive. Not realistically positive. Overly superficial, complete bullshit positive. Enough is enough, folks. I think it's about time that industries, departments, governments, society, everybody starts looking at it going, you know what? Enough is enough. The quality of everything has went to shit. It hasn't gotten better in the last decade. It has went to shit. We've went downhill. Customer service, businesses, you name it, quality of life, all that stuff has went to shit. And eventually, there's going to be people that are not going to stand for it anymore. They're going to rebel against it. They're going to push out back about it. You can't sit there, governments, and sit there and go, what the hell's going on, when you saw the writing on the wall years ago, but you didn't do anything about it because you wanted the power play. You wanted the control. You wanted to do all this stuff. You know, you wanted everything to be your way. It doesn't work that way. When you're populist, the people that look to you for governance are not liking the way you're doing things. Maybe it's time to take a notion on that and forget about your easy paycheck and actually start working for a living, making the changes that are needed for security, for genuine happiness, for, you know, all that stuff. When you're bringing in elements that, frankly, are disturbing the peace, or you're bringing in elements that are completely destroying the fabric of society, you're an idiot. When you're destroying the complete fabric that makes a society, you're not bettering the society. You're making it worse. You're making people unhappy. You make people want to fight for change, have it ways that it used to be. You're going to see a lot more trucker rallies. You're going to see a lot more people in big protests. That's not going to change. And it's going to get worse because they're sick and tired of this stuff. They're undermining our way of life. I'll give you an idea about like the security field. The security field is being bombarded by these Indians that are coming over from India, and they're starting their security quote-unquote companies, bottom dollaring every contract to win the contracts, and you're basically getting shit. You can't even call them guards. You're calling them bodies. It's pretty much it. You're getting just bodies that you're putting in posts that are supposed to have a certain level of discipline and respect and professionalism, but they're not. They're basically winning the contract so one of their friggin', you know, criminal friggin' leaders can control it. And what's ended up happening is that these companies are being hired by other companies and organizations to secure properties, and then their buddies come along and rip off said property. And, oh, well, you're my fellow countryman. Just walk in and take what you want. Complete excusability because, oh, well, we're just here for insurance purposes. That's not having respect into the industry that you decided to get into. Don't sit there and stand in your freaking guards uniform thinking you're all militants and all professional and all law enforcement and all that bull crap. You're basically just a model that was put out there for no apparent reason, just to basically look the way you do for the sake of looking the way you do. But you don't actually fit the profile. You don't actually fit the standard. So unfortunately, you know, you get these people that are thrown in these positions they shouldn't be in. You're ruining an industry which has had a sense of dignity and pride and respect and everything else, and you're making a mockery of it just so you can make the paycheck, but you're killing the industry. I have talked to so many security companies lately that are basically so pissed off by the lack of professionalism in the industry from these Indian companies that are coming in, destroying the industry, that take no seriousness to what they do, and then are criminals themselves that are letting people completely rip off the properties in which they're hired to actually protect. And the companies aren't realizing that. They're being taken for fools. You have security companies that, frankly, already have a bad reputation that are trying to make their reputation better. But, you know, I'll give you an example, Securitas. Securitas, I know they might be in the States and everything else. They're a shit company. They are. I've heard nothing but bad shit by them. In all honesty, I've heard nothing but bad shit from them over well over two decades. And they're trying to say we're professional now, but yet they're run by an Indian HR company that frankly, oh, well, you're not from my country, so I'm going to deny your application. And they do, And so they're basically filling the spots with people that meets their control factors. Securitas, definitely not a company we'll apply for again. I'm very disappointed with them. You know, you got other companies. Don't get me. Allied Universal is a joke. Complete shit show. You have Garda, which is probably a little better, but not the best. It seems the kings are always going to be the kings. Commissionaires is definitely a king. They're basically still set the standard, which is good. So I'm glad to see that at least there is some pride left in it. But then you got all these shit companies that are over the night, fly by seat of the pants, friggin' start up overnight. They do shit. They bottom dollar everything, so people hire them, and it's just, it's crap. It really is crap. What kind of quality of service do you think you're going to get from somebody that's going to put their friggin' life on the line for minimum wage? Give your friggin' head a shake. People aren't going to friggin' take the chance of putting themselves at risk for minimum wage. It doesn't make sense to them. So you really got to think about this one. Now, okay, maybe in some of these countries, yeah, their life being shit, and that's fine. That's up to them to gauge whether or not their life is worth $19 an hour or $18 an hour. That's up to them. But you're not living up to, you know, the North American standard if that's how little you think of yourself, right? How little you think of yourself. I'll tell you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But it's not the only industry. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's an Indian invasion in Canada, which is buying up all this shit. And from when I talk to their people, the ones that are working decent, hardworking jobs, basically the truth comes out. Oh, yeah, corrupt money. The companies, the people, the Indians that are coming over here and buying Tim Hortons, that is corrupt money. From embezzlement, that's corrupt money from scams, from a whole bunch of devious friggin' business dealings. Everybody that they fucked over with scam centers or a whole bunch of other crap, then they're coming over here buying legit businesses, completely ruining them. Again, fabric of Canada is deteriorating because we've got in bed with a country who their population, unfortunately, not all of them, but a majority of them, don't have any sophistication, don't have any principles or morals or ethics, you know. Not all of them, and don't get me wrong, I'm not blanketing them. I'm saying every culture has its bad, I agree. Every culture has its good, and for the most part, people are good. But not when I'm seeing intimidation factors, not when I'm seeing criminal rates go up, not when I'm seeing all these other things that come about. Yes, times are tough, I agree. Desperate times, people are desperate, people need money, people need to figure out a way to make ends meet and all that stuff like that. And I'm no exception, right? I'm no exception. Times are tough, but I've never broke my moral code. Times are tough, and yeah, I'm hurting, but I've never stepped outside of the law. I've always done things by the book. I'm getting closer to breaking the law. I'm not going to lie. If nobody's going to give me an opportunity to basically have a meaningful, friggin' honest day's work, push comes to shove, I'm not about to have my family suffer. So yeah, if I have to friggin' rip off some rich guy's house, fuck it. I'm going to rip off some rich guy's house. I'm never going to steal from people that are hurting and working. Suffering. I'm never going to do that. I'm going to give to them. I'm not going to take from them. I'm going to take from the people that have too much. Basically cut off a piece of that pie and go, okay, fucker, you have way too much money and you're not fucking helping anybody else but yourself. So you know what? I'm going to take a chunk. I'm going to take a chunk for a family that's hurting or other people that are hurting. And yeah, you know, even if you look sideways on me and go, Mad Morgan, that's just wrong. I'm like, okay, I understand that. That's not who I am, though. That's not my compass. That's not how I operate. But when everybody's shutting doors, what would you do? If nobody's giving you a fair shake, what would you do? Does that question my integrity and my trustworthiness? No, it shouldn't. But I honestly want you to ask yourself, what would you do? Before you pass judgment on me, because my record's clean. I have been vetted up, right, left, and center. Fuck, you name it. All right? You can do a psychological profile on me. You can fucking check me up and down. I am fucking solid as a rock, but nobody's fucking looking at that going, oh, well, shit, he's a perfect candidate. No, they're judging stupid things versus the fact that I would actually give all for a position with pride. You're overlooking me for stupid reasons. But at the same time, I wanted to ask yourself, if you've been fighting tooth and nail, I mean, seriously, tooth and nail, for well over 2 years, for somebody to give you anything, and no one is, and the clock is running, the credit's running out, you have nothing else to fall back on, what would you do? I honestly want you to answer that question. What would you do? I am on the right side of the law. I believe in the law. I believe in structure. I believe in all that. That's nothing new. But again, what would you do? If push came to shove, you have a family to take care of. You have people that rely on you. You are about to lose everything. Your credit's running out. You don't have any more backup. You've exhausted everything. Again, what would you do when you were out of every other legal, legit option? That's what I want you to ask yourself. That's what I want you to tell me. Because that's what it comes down to. I'm to the point where I have no more options. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to step outside of the law. I don't want to do any of that stuff like that. But when it comes down to my family and Mr. Rich Guy on the fucking hill, guess who's going to be suffering out of it? I will take possessions. I will sell them just to keep myself afloat, roof over my family's head, and food in their stomachs. Because Rich Guy on the hill has way too much. And he doesn't want to share. That's fine. So I will just come in and help myself. And that's how it's got to be. Because it's exactly what you would do. Don't fucking lie to me. That's exactly what you would do. Oh, and you're going to sit there and you can go, well, you've done this, you've done that, you've done this, you've done that. Da, da, da. I'm like, yes. Yes, yes, and more yes. So while our own government won't help out their own people, but they will take in immigrants and give them $4,000 a month, but not even give a fucking penny to their own people that have been born and raised and pay taxes here for well over four decades. What would you do? You have no support system. You have no backup. You have no resources. What do you do? And that's the end of the day what I want to basically say to you. It sucks. It does. It really does. Makes you wonder. I see all these buildings going up going, fuck, somebody has money. But somebody has money somewhere. They can afford to put these buildings up. But why is everybody not getting a job? You know? Why is there not enough work to go around? These buildings are growing up. Somebody's making them, you know. And circle around to that. There's so much development. You can't tell me that there's this much population. And if there's this much population, then fuck, maybe you should do something about that. Because there's way too many people. And if you have buildings that are going up that aren't filled with people, guess what? Put the freaking homeless in them. Give them an opportunity to have a life. Give them an opportunity to get off the streets. Give them an opportunity to have a sense of dignity and self-respect and everything else and pride. Enough of the fucking money and the greed, people. Enough. Enough, 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 enough. Why don't you look at somebody for their moral compass? Why don't you look at somebody for the value that they bring, the way they think, their kindness and everything else? Like, you really got to think about what you're prioritizing and what you're not prioritizing. Like, I weep for society. I weep for where we're going as far as the world goes. The world is a complete shit show right now. You know, and depending on the Kool-Aid you drank will determine, of course, how you view it. But the way I'm viewing it, something's got to change. I think the next thing's alien invasion, unfortunately. And I'm hoping it's the rich people that got taken out first. I'm just saying. you know what? This world's got tons of abundance. The problem is that people really need to change the way they think. We should all start thinking about how we can help each other versus how we can just help ourselves. End of the day, that's what it comes down to. Me, I'm moving forward, trying to persevere and get into anything because, damn it, I am fucking baffled as to how come I'm not working yet. I am baffled like you wouldn't friggin' believe. Beside myself 10 times over. I have the skill set. I got the people skills. I got the quality. I have the values. I have the integrity. I have all this stuff, which frankly should put me at the front of the line in every application that I put out there. But it doesn't matter what I do. What I do, no matter how I say it, no matter how I phrase it, no matter how much I compile it, as much as I get praise at the beginning, at the end of it all, it's like, no. So what do you got to do? You got to be shit? You got to go in there and half-ass it? Is that the only way you're going to get hired? You see what I'm saying? It makes absolutely no sense. That's my two cents on that one. Anyways, that's my babbling for today. It's a little longer than normal, but fuck a duck. Come on, people. This world can do better. We can do better. I can't believe these wars are going on. I can't believe people still praise Trump. I can't believe we let certain leaders still live. I can't believe we still let certain things still exist in this reality. And until we change that and get back on track, back to 2019, it's scary out there. It really is, and it shouldn't be that scary. So, fuck, if this is a nightmare, wake me up, please. That's all I'm saying. If this is a nightmare, well, it is a nightmare. Just fucking wake me up. I am blessed for what I have, but I worry about the next generation. I really do. Anyways, enough about that. I'm going to wrap this up, call it a day. I got to go apply for more jobs and figure out more resumes and freaking do whatever I can. Maybe start my OnlyFans account. Who knows? Anyways. That's it for today. I'm your host, Mad Morgan. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Car Musings. And be good to yourself. Be good out there. Be good to others. Keep your integrity in check. Listen, domino effect, folks. You can change things. You just have to freaking make an effort to change things for the better, not for the worse. I don't know how many rooftops I need to scream from to get people to fucking get through their thick heads. The change happens from yourself first, and then it branches out from there. Anyways, I'm out. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next episode. Bye for now.